Research labs around Boston are ramping up to study the coronavirus, and many more are ramping down to enforce social distancing to help curb the spread of the virus. This means sending scientists home and, in some cases, destroying their work. WBUR's Barbara Moran has this report.
Daryl Cotton co-directs the Center for Regenerative Medicine at Boston University, where about 60 scientists in 8 labs use stem cells to study human disease.
And we're aware of our mission, of our research mission of our center is advancing science to heal the world.
But recently, Cotton came to a painful realization.
We are actually hurting human health by keeping people at work together where they might expose each other. And so consistent with our mission, we've really had to shut down almost all laboratory work.
Cotton and his colleagues decided to keep some long-running experiments going, monitored by a skeleton crew. Then came some hard decisions.
Anything that could possibly be frozen down and thawed at a later date, we put in the freezer. Some cells that we know can't be frozen that have only been growing for 2 or 3 weeks, they'll be placed into the biosafety garbage receptacle.
Scientists all over Boston are facing tough choices like these. Last Friday, Harvard ordered a ramp down of most research by the end of today. The Broad Institute in Cambridge, one of the top biomedical research centers in the country, quickly followed suit. Lab animals will still get fed and some critical experiments will keep running. But the new rules mean that research on important diseases like Alzheimer's and cancer is stalled. Gloria Waters is vice president for research at Boston University.
There's no question that this is going to have an impact on how quickly research moves forward, and I think it's hard to tell what the long-term impact will be.
One thing that's not slowing down at BU, says Waters, is research on COVID-19. The same is true at the Broad. And while BU's Daryl Cotton won't be in his lab for a while, he'll still be busy. He's also a physician specializing in critical care lung patients. As COVID-19 cases pick up, he expects he'll be spending a lot more time in the hospital across the street from his lab. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.